know, patience on the part of New England. You have to give them credit because that's sort of Bill's stock in trade. You know, I'm not going to be pushed into any decision that I don't want to do. And the rest of it, you got to ask the rest of the NFL, why did nobody else want to take the chance? Did they somehow think he was going to cost too much money or that he was going to be not physically up to the task or not going to be able to recover from the injuries he had, which none of that really makes sense. I don't know. But like you said, the rest of the NFL, they have to be, you know, smacking themselves upside the head for somehow allowing this to happen, right? To let arguably the greatest coach of all time just have another MVP quarterback land in his lap. And it has been impressive across two games.
Do you think it was always in Belichick's mind? I mean, we kept hearing so much about, oh, they're confident in Jarrett Stidham. They're confident in Jarrett Stidham. They'll go into the season with Jarrett Stidham. Then all of a sudden they bring in Cam Newton. Like, was this always part of the plan?
Well, I can't say for certain. If you ask my opinion, absolutely. I mean, he was just waiting it out. You know, they didn't have a lot of salary cap room. They were going to wait and see, and they were going to sell the notion that, yeah, we believe in Jarrett Stidham, and if that's our answer, that's our answer. They'd gone to, you know, a young, unproven guy once before in Belichick's tenure, and it worked out pretty well. Low draft pick, so they, you know, they thought they could sell that storyline. But I personally, and it's interesting because I guess I was sort of on the opposite side of this thought from, say, our NFL columnist Ben Volen at the Globe, who really just didn't see it, didn't think they'd take the shot at Cam. But to me, it just never, the longer he was on the market, the more it made sense. And it just seems to me that Belichick, you know, in his patience and doing things his own way, was willing to wait. And I think he has to have felt like it fell in his lap. Like it never, when they signed him, I just remember thinking like, oh yeah, that was bound to happen. You know, it's about time. And they finally just consummated what we all thought should or would happen.
It's been Tom Brady for nearly two decades now. Cam Newton, totally different person, totally different player. How quickly have Patriots fans been to adapt to Cam Newton?
You know, it's so hard to judge things, right? In the way we are right now, you didn't have fans in the home stands, and it's tough to gauge. But the reaction has been over the top positive, and at least from my impression. One, the way that Cam Newton arrived and was in shape and sort of assimilated right away into what the Patriots were doing in their training camp, the way training camp went. And then just two, you know, what they saw on the field, like the way the other players have talked about him, the way he's already trying to get to know all these guys, the way that he's leading them, the way he was voted a captain. I just think the fans have picked up on, you know, the sense from the organization that we're so grateful to Tom Brady. That era was great, but it's time to turn the page. And I do think fans have gone along with it. Maybe it helps, like you said, that Cam is so remarkably different in so many ways than Brady. Maybe it takes away some of it. There would be that sense of feeling disloyal or something. And the fact that it was Brady's decision to leave, that it was quite obvious he was ready to move on. I think all of that has allowed for a pretty positive wave of emotion right now. I mean, Cam could not, for all the loss, like you said, in Game 2, it was still a positive loss, and his debut in Game 1 like just couldn't have gone better, I thought.
Tara Sullivan is on Cofield & Company. She covers the Boston scene. She's a columnist with the Boston Globe. Cam was asked about his salary, and he gave a good answer. I wonder how long that's going to be a storyline for. And I understand, you know, what we're all going for. We're trying to get something good out of him on the salary. But at some point, you realize, like, what is he going to say? Do we expect him to start whining and asking for a long-term contract?
Hard for me to answer being in his head. My sense of him is, like, he knew he was betting on himself this year. Yeah. Like, I think he's in a very comfortable place in that regard. And I think, you know, even in what he eventually came to terms to and coming to New England, I think if he was going to have to settle for this one-year show-me situation, he couldn't have asked for a better place to do it than in New England, where it's not that they have, you know, a cupboard loaded with talent, because we know they have some shortcomings in the skill positions. It's more that they just have the system in place. And I think any veteran player who's coming in and knows what it's like, knows how these things are run, and has a basis of comparison, it's like a blessing to come to the Patriots. You know, maybe after 5, 8, 9 years, it wears on you, which we saw with, like, a Gronkowski. But when you first come into it and you've been other places where maybe, you know, you didn't get those results, I think it's very refreshing to come to the Patriots. And I think that's where Cam Newton is at now. And I think that can certainly last the entire season. And he may just say, you know, I want to be in position on an open market again to renegotiate. I don't see him whining, but, you know, come back to me if they lose six straight. You know, everything changes.
Right.
But I don't see that. I don't see that right now. That is not at all the vibe that we've been, you know, that the media has been getting from Cam Newton.